Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Dolly McCarthy in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. Christmas in Chicago, special time of year. The holiday spirit is shining brightly in our town despite COVID. It's also a time for piling the kids in the car and heading out to see the holiday decorations and lights. You know, growing up in Chicago, my family and I always headed to Lincoln Wood or Edgebrook to see the Candy Cane Lane, or how about that house that goes, that tree that goes through the roof of that house. Best-selling author, Chicago author, Mary Edsey knows a thing or two on some of the best decorations in Chicago. She wrote the guidebook, which features more than 200 spectacular holiday displays. The best Christmas decorations in Chicagoland. And Mary joins us now on the Team Hochberg phone line. Merry Christmas, Mary. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you, Dolly.
Well, you were once known as the Christmas expert around town, having released that book back in 1995. Then you did another edition. I think you're about due for another one, Mary, but she's updating it for us right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to update it. I'm updating it on my Facebook page. So it's got the same name, The Best Christmas Decorations in Chicagoland. And several of the decorators have sent me recent photos of their displays, and their addresses are on there. I thought we'd do something a little special since it's such a rough year that people could just look at the Facebook page and find some places to go if they're not able to get the book. But you can still get the book at libraries, and there's still used copies online on A-Books, and I think also on Amazon.com.
So, is it accurate to say that many of those Christmas displays that you had in the book and then in the second edition are still shining bright?
Yes, they are. You know, a lot of these people, it's a tradition that they have been doing every year, and it wouldn't be Christmas without it. So they've kept it up, and a lot of them have just gotten bigger. In fact, all but one person that I called to find out if they were still decorating is still decorating. And I think especially this year, everybody's kind of going all out to try and bring some joy into people's Christmases.
Now, growing up in Chicago, we all, I'm sure this is probably, is it? You correct me if I'm wrong. It's got to be the most famous Candy Cane Lane. I wish they would bring that back, but that's gone, right? That's probably the one that's
Several neighborhoods have tried to bring that back. The Candy Cane Lane was around Belmont and Harlem in the Shoreditch Village neighborhood of Chicago. And it was block after block of themed streets. And it went from the 1950s to the 1972. And there was one street that had Poinsettia Lane, and there was Reindeer Lane, Santa Claus Lane. One street had, every house had a big letter on their roof that spelled Merry Christmas on one side of the street and Happy New Year on the other. But the most famous of all was Candy Cane Lane, because they had big giant candy canes out in front. And most of the houses were real similar to each other, and so it looked really cool. They have all the candy canes exactly at the same place, you know, on every front yard.
It's amazing how many Chicagoans still talk about Candy Cane Lane. All right, take us through. You've got a map, 200 different spots. Can you tell us some of the highlights, though? Maybe some of the stories of the people that are creating these special holiday displays for us to enjoy.
Sure. Well, you know, talking about some of the ones that have still been going on forever, Leonard's Avenue in Aurora started in 1952. They wanted to tell the story of the birth of Christ. So they have from one house to the next Bible stories on one side of the street, and on the other side of the street they have shepherds and sheep walking through to a giant manger scene. The Lincolnwood area that you talked about hit many, many people. In fact, a lot of people mistakenly call that Saugeneash, but Saugeneash is the street, and it's the Lincolnwood Towers neighborhood that is just west of the Edens Expressway. And the one house with the tree going through the roof is still there. They've been decorating for many, many years. It's a three-story tree in a two-story house. That's the Noonan family. They've been doing that for a long time and still keep it up.
At least over 30 years has to be. It's the same family,
Yeah, same family. Yeah, now their kids are helping out, though, so that helps. Another one that's been going on for 47 years now is the home of Mike and Pam Arnold. They live in Elgin at 106 Monroe Street. I'm assuming people, do you want me to give the addresses too? Or,
you absolutely can, and then we're going to put them on. Brendan, are we going to be putting it on our Facebook page, or where can folks find these addresses to go visit these homes?
Yeah, you can find them on WGNradio.com. I'll be posting all the information later this evening, early tomorrow morning.
Fantastic.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
And they can also find them on my Facebook page, too, so the addresses are all on there. But Mike and Pam Arnold have been decorating. Their whole house is covered with lights and all sorts of things. But if you want to find out how many years they've been decorating, Pam makes this ball of lights that she puts in the tree, and she adds one every year. So they've got 47 of them up there this year.
Wow.
Then there's in Will County, there's a family that is decorating, the Durling family. Warren Durling, his parents had been decorating since 1944. They had a famous display in Bancroft, Michigan. His dad was an engineer and made all of these things by hand in the 40s. And so Warren kept up the tradition and has been doing the same thing in Lockport, using a lot of his parents' original displays.
Give us a home. We've got about a minute to wrap up. What's maybe one home that it's definitely a must-see for this year? Maybe a newer one that folks haven't seen yet?
Let's see. Most of the ones that I'm talking about are ones that have been around for a long time. If you haven't seen Bob Casper's house in Chicago Ridge, that one is one you shouldn't miss. He's an auto mechanic. He built a lot of stuff himself.
His What's the address on that one?
That one is 10936 South Lyman Avenue.
Look out, Bob Casper. We're coming at you. Lyman Avenue, 106.
Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N. Yeah, that's a great display. There's several that are in Tinley Park that are really good. On 17321 Avon Lane in Tinley Park, 17331 South Osceola is another great one. In Glenview, there's some wonderful displays, 2749 Glenview Road. Streamwood, 7 Dover Court, fabulous animated display cases that you can push a button and make a train go around.
Oh. Mary, I think you need to come out with another version of the book and talk about all these classic homes, the folks that kind of paved the way. There's decorations all over this town. You can't miss it, but it's nice to go back to some of the old homes when we were kids to enjoy. All right, we've got to get to the news. The Best Christmas Decorations in Chicagoland, that's the name of the book, the best-selling book. Mary Edzi, a true Chicagoan here. You can go to her Facebook page. Is it Mary Edzi?
It's simply the Best Christmas Decorations in Chicagoland.
There we go. Mary, thank you so much for brightening up our night, no pun intended. Happy holidays to you.